Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. I am not a failure if I break. Say that with me, won't you? I am not a failure if I break. But what happens when I break makes the world of a difference. One day I am closer to healing, and then the next day I am breaking again. But both days, I am not giving up. Like the righteous who falls 70 times, I will keep getting up. I will keep fighting. I will keep going after my kingdom inheritance as a daughter, thanking God I am more free than I was yesterday, but not as free as I will be tomorrow. But the question remains, what do we do when we do break? When we have those moments of weakness? What happens when anxiety attacks again and you thought it was over with? What do we do when depression tries to keep you in bed, or when an anger outburst sneaks out of your mouth before you even realize that it happened? What happens when a trigger stems from trauma, paralyzes you, keeping you from moving today? We can be so quick to run to the things that keep us in bondage because it feels good and it distracts us from the issues. It gives us rest for a moment. But in reality, it's an artificial promise of rest. Often in a moment of weakness, we tend to run to Netflix, social media, or even things that truly grieve Holy Spirit that could potentially open up even more doors to the very thing that's keeping you in bondage. My question for you today, sister, is where are you taking your brokenness? Where are you running in those moments when you're feeling really weak? In the arms of a loving father or the desires of our flesh? One brings life, freedom, healing, and rest, and the other results in dry and weary bones and death. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Mama, you're not a failure if you break today. You're not taking two steps back if you fall short today. You're not hopeless if you mess up today. You are breaking generations of broken patterns, curses, and cycles. Don't stop fighting. Keep running to the Father. Because as it says in Proverbs 24:16, even the righteous man has weakness, but it's what we do in those moments is what truly is going to make a difference. So, what do we do when we break? We don't stay there. We get back up and run to the Father and repeat. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. If you would love to connect with me on Instagram, I'd love to have you. You can go follow me at Revived Motherhood. We have a fun community over there, and you can find daily motherhood encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't, and share with your friends. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me, and it would also help this podcast get in the hands of other moms who might need encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Love you guys. Bye.